Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The ADHD Parenting Guide for Boys from Toddlers to Teens. Discover how to respond appropriately to different behavioral situations is a practical parenting guide focused on boys with ADHD from early childhood through adolescence, written by Richard Bass. It is designed for parents and caregivers who need a clearer framework for understanding impulsive behavior, hyperactivity, inattention, and the daily conflicts these traits can create at home and in social settings. Rather than treating difficult behavior as simple defiance, the book presents it as a sign that a child may lack the self-regulation skills needed to respond effectively in the moment. Its purpose is to help adults choose responses that reduce escalation, improve cooperation, and support healthier development. The book also emphasizes structured routines, communication strategies, and age-appropriate exercises that can help boys practice decision-making, emotional expression, and social skills. In that sense, it functions less as a theory-driven study and more as a hands-on guide for everyday parenting decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing ADHD behavior as a self-regulation problem rather than simple misbehavior. A central idea in the book is that many disruptive actions in boys with ADHD are better understood as signs of underdeveloped self-regulation. This matters because the parent's response changes when behavior is interpreted as a skills deficit rather than deliberate resistance. The book encourages adults to look beyond the surface of interrupting, arguing, refusing, or acting out and consider what need the child may be failing to manage in the moment. That shift reduces the tendency to rely on punishment alone, which often increases frustration without teaching a better alternative. By treating behavior as something that can be guided and coached, the book supports a more educational parenting style. This approach is especially important across ages, because the same underlying ADHD traits may appear differently in toddlers, school-age boys, and teenagers. The practical value of this framing is that it helps parents respond with consistency, patience, and targeted correction instead of reacting to each incident as if it were isolated or purely willful. Secondly, building structure and routines that make daily life more manageable. The book places strong emphasis on creating a supportive home environment that fits the needs of a child with ADHD. For many boys, unpredictability makes it harder to begin tasks, remember expectations, or transition between activities, so structure becomes a behavioral support rather than a rigid demand. The guide promotes routines, clear expectations, and repeatable systems that reduce confusion and limit opportunities for conflict. This is not just about making the household orderly. It is about lowering the cognitive load on a child whose attention and impulse control may already be stretched. When routines are visible and stable, children are less dependent on memory and less likely to feel overwhelmed by ordinary requests. The parenting benefit is equally important. A structured environment reduces the number of negotiations and power struggles that can dominate family life. The book's approach suggests that consistent organization can improve cooperation because children know what is expected and what will happen next, which is often more effective than repeated verbal reminders. Thirdly, using communication and discipline methods that reduce power struggles, another major theme is how parents speak to and correct boys with ADHD. The book recommends communication that is clear, calm, and consistent, because emotional intensity or vague instructions can quickly lead to escalation. Boys with ADHD may react impulsively to correction, so the way discipline is delivered matters as much as the correction itself. The guide favors responses that preserve the parent-child relationship while still setting boundaries, which means discipline is meant to teach rather than simply punish. It also stresses the importance of highlighting the effective behavior on others and offering more appropriate alternatives, so the child learns both accountability and replacement skills. This is a useful distinction because many parenting books focus only on stopping unwanted behavior, while this one is concerned with what to do instead. By reducing the adversarial tone of corrections, the book aims to prevent the cycle in which repeated conflict teaches the child to expect confrontation. In practice, that can make everyday discipline more workable for both parent and child. Fourthly, addressing social, emotional, and school-related challenges across childhood and adolescence, the guide does not limit ADHD to behavior at home. It also recognizes the broader effects on school performance, peer relationships, and emotional development. Boys with ADHD often struggle with attention in class, frustration tolerance, reading social cues, or maintaining friendships, and these difficulties can feed one another. The book's practical value lies in connecting these areas instead of treating them as separate problems. For example, a child who is constantly corrected at school may come home dysregulated, or a boy who feels excluded by peers may become more oppositional in the family setting. By acknowledging these overlaps, the book helps parents understand why a child may appear to be doing worse in multiple settings at once. It also encourages adults to support emotional communication, since boys with ADHD may have trouble naming feelings or asking for help before a situation becomes more difficult. This broader perspective gives parents a more realistic map of the child's experience and helps them intervene earlier and more effectively. Lastly, age-appropriate exercises for habits, decisions, and emotional expression. A distinctive feature of the book is its focus on practical exercises that help children practice new behaviors rather than merely hearing advice about them. The guide includes activities intended to support healthy habits, wise decision-making, and the communication of feelings, including the use of the DISO script mentioned in the summary material. This matters because boys with ADHD often need repetition and guided practice to turn insight into usable behavior. Passive advice alone may not stick, especially when impulsivity is high and emotional reactions are fast. Exercises give parents a way to coach skills in ordinary family life, which makes the book more actionable than many general ADHD parenting titles. The age range from toddlers to teens also suggests that the strategies are meant to evolve as the child matures, not remain fixed at one developmental stage. And that flexibility is important because what works for a young child will not be sufficient for a teenager seeking more independence. The book stands out by pairing conceptual understanding with concrete practice tools that can be adapted as the child grows. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, guardians, and caregivers of boys aged roughly 3 to 17 who want a practical guide for responding to ADHD-related behavior without escalating conflict. It will be especially useful for readers who need help interpreting impulsivity, hyperactivity, inattention, emotional outbursts, and social difficulties as developmentally linked challenges rather than isolated acts of defiance. Its main benefit is that it translates ADHD knowledge into everyday parenting choices, including routines, communication, discipline, and coaching exercises that can be used at home. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its broad age range and its emphasis on behavior-specific responses rather than general reassurance. The book is also notable for combining a relationship-focused approach with concrete tools, which makes it more usable for families that need immediate strategies. Readers looking for a highly academic treatment may find it more practical than theoretical, but that is also part of its strength. It is a useful fit for parents who want a structured, hands-on resource for reducing power struggles while helping their son build better self-regulation and social functioning over time. If you would like to support Richard Bass, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.